morning, church.
Good morning.
Let's try that again. I know there's only a few of us, but come on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, that's awesome. Good morning and welcome to you online as well. We are so glad that you are all here and with us today. It's a good day to be alive because we get to dive into the goodness of our God. We have a consistently constant God who is always good, and Pastor Justin's going to be bringing a message to us here and at home today, wherever we find ourselves. I pray that God's goodness would draw near to us and that it would envelop our hearts, our minds, our lives in a new way. Maybe we've only known God's goodness to an extent in our lives, but I'm just praying for more, that God's Spirit would constantly reveal more of himself to us today. Amen. Church, you guys want more of that? I know I need more of that. And so we're praying that you would be open to that today as God moves. Just a few things that are going on and moving here as well at Trinity. The first thing we want you to know is this. Text the word Trinity to 797979 so that you can stay connected, so that you can submit any prayer requests that you have or any ministry need. We are still open. We are still working. We are still moving as a church to meet your needs, to walk alongside you through this time. So if you need anything at all, this is also how you give. And again, we'll remind you about that later on in the service. But again, we want you to stay connected to us. And so if you could do that for us, there's plenty of ways to get connected and find information that you need there. Again, by just texting the word Trinity to 797979. And also, there's lots of things coming up. Stay tuned right after this service is done for our children's message, and along with our amazing children's minister, Allison, who's going to be giving that message right after this service. So stay tuned for that if you're watching online. We also have VBS coming up. This is really exciting. So you can see the information here on the screen and at home. We have an online VBS that we're offering. So make sure you sign up for that, because that's how your kids get some more information and some cool goodies that they get to participate with along with as they watch online. It's going to be fun. We're so thankful for a team who is so engaged, figuring out ways to meet people where they're at right now. So we're super thankful for that. Another way that we're seeking to meet the needs of those around us is we're still participating with McRest. Again, there's more information online. You can see the information behind me on your screens right now as well. But again, there's so many ways that you can give, that you can donate resources to make this possible. We still want to be the hands and feet of Jesus to those around us. And so again, what better time than now to still seek to be the church, to still be active in whatever way that we can be. And then also, we're just so thankful for the freedoms we have in this country. Amen. We're so thankful for the freedoms that we have to be able to worship freely. There are so many blessings, but more specifically today, we're thankful for God who's given us ultimate freedom through his son, Jesus Christ. He broke the bondage, the chains of sin. So we're super thankful that we get to respond to that goodness right here, right now, in this place and at home and wherever we find ourselves. So with that, just a reminder again that as you come in, you are able to take your masks off. But as we start singing again, we just want to be conscious of those around us. We are going to ask that you put the mask back on as we sing. And boy, do we have a good chance to be able to sing. And so I'm going to ask that you guys pray with me as we get going here today. As we draw near to God's goodness, it's just good to focus our hearts on who he is. So Jesus, thank you so much. As James says that, Lord, you're the giver of all good gifts. They all come from you, our Father. Lord, light surrounds you. Lord, goodness surrounds you. And so, Lord, as we know more about who you are because of your word, because of what we find in Scripture, Lord, we pray that we would respond now because of who you are. Regardless of our circumstance, where we find ourselves, Lord, we come to you expectant to hear from you, to feel you move, Jesus. We thank you that you're our God, our Emmanuel, who is always near us. So, Lord, as we quiet our hearts now before you, we sing out of the depths of who we are, of who you created us to be, as your sons, as your daughters. We just want to smile back at you, Father, and love you as we sing these words to you today. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. So let's sing.
Been held in your hands.
Open to see you for who you are and the amazing love that you have for us. Jesus, it's so easy for our vision to get sidetracked, for us to get confused, for us to forget who you are. So Lord, thank you for the reminders that we have, because you're your word, the clarity that it brings. And Jesus, help us to be your sons and your daughters, who faithfully love and follow you as you have faithfully loved and followed after us, even when we were rebellious. God, what an amazing love that you have for us. We sing to you, we praise you, Jesus, in this place today. Won't you sing with me?
An amazing love that welcomes me, and the kindness of mercy that bought with blood wholeheartedly my soul undeserving. And God, you're so good. Yes, God, you're so good. And God, yes, you're so good. Yes, you're so good to me. Behold the cross, age to age, and hour by hour, the dead are raised, the sinners. The work of
Chapter 1, verse 27 says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above and it comes down from our Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Right? Our God is constant, consistently being good. I don't know if you know that or not. I don't know if you know that or not. This is Trinity Utica. We are disciples of Jesus, and we believe what the first disciples passed down to us. And it's still true today that God is good and that there are our blessings. As we begin a new sermon series called Constant, we're talking about how God is constant with us and for us in our life. So when I think of constant, the first thing I thought about, I got to be truthful with you, because I was thinking, what is constant in my life? What is constant in my life and in my home? If my kids are watching, my wife's watching, they'd agree with me right now. That the one thing that is constant is that there's constant cleanup in our house. Four kids, two golden retrievers. What are we constantly doing outside in the backyard? We're cleaning. What are we constantly doing in our basement? We're cleaning. What are we constantly doing in our bedrooms? Are you with me right now? People at home, I think, are with me. Are you with me? What do we do in our bathrooms constantly? We clean up, right? Constantly cleaning up. What's constantly happening in our kitchen? Clean up. What's constantly happening in our living room? Clean up, right? Constant. I think we all understand what constant is, and this isn't a negative moment for us in our relationship with God, but that's where my mind goes with constant. Maybe it says something about us when we think about God being constantly good, but the truth of our faith is, and the truth that's been passed down to us, is that God is constantly, consistently blessing us. Last week, if you're with us, we looked at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, as we wrapped up our sermon series called Hello, My Name Is, and there was a verse that I read within a mixture of verses about how we are chosen, about how we are predestined, about how we are elect, and there's a verse that popped out to me, and I'm so happy that we get to unpack this verse today, because when I read it over the last couple weeks, I said, I want to know more about what that means. And so we're going to get into this, but Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Right? What does that mean that he has blessed us, that he is blessing us, that he is constantly giving us goodness, especially in the heavenly places? Right? Because there's goodness all around, and I pray that we can see that, but there's goodness up here that comes down here, and can we see that? Or can't we? As I was putting together this message, I'm so thankful for God's word. I don't know if you have a relationship with Jesus, and more than that, a relationship with his word where he speaks to us, but I was able to open up the scriptures, and as all of us pastors do, and hopefully you do in your life, God, do you have a word for me that I get to share with others? And Psalm 103 opened up, and it captivated my heart and mind. So for our moments together this morning online in the sanctuary, I want to look at Psalm 103 because we see the psalmist declare the goodness of God, the constant blessings of God in the heavenly places that certainly are so real right here. And I pray that they're real for you right here and right now. But Psalm 103, many of us are familiar with this psalm. The psalmist says this, bless the Lord, O my soul. Right? The psalmist is talking to themselves. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Soul, bless the Lord. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So he says it again to himself. And forget not all of his benefits. Forget not all of his benefits. Forget not all of his blessings in the heavenly realm, and certainly the blessings that are true right here and right now. As I was looking at the original language, I love the original language because different things pop out. It's like a black and white TV going to a colored TV, and many of us have no idea what I'm talking about, a black and white. Wait, what, there's black and white? Yeah, there's black and white back in the day. In fact, 1978, 1983, we had a black and white TV in my house. Now it is a HD4. I don't even know what's going on with media and everything today and pixels and what it goes to. But when you look at the original language, this word benefit, forget not all of his benefits. I love it because there's different ways that this gets translated and different meanings of benefits. But the one that popped out to me was that forget not all of his deserts. Right? In the original language, that's what the psalmist was saying. Forget not all of his desserts. I don't know if anybody here likes desserts. Does anybody like ice cream? Anybody like popsicles? Anybody like cupcakes? Anybody like cake? Does anybody like sugar? Right? Desserts. This past week, and maybe this is why it pops out to me so much, we had an opportunity to celebrate my oldest son, Toby, who graduated from Trinity and actually confirmed, so we did a party. He made a list together. We invited all those that he put on that list. We kept social distancing. We had fun. But what his grandparents gave to him through his mom and dad, they gave us a check and said, buy all the ice cream you can. Buy all the benefits you can for this party. And so Jenny found an ice cream dealer, and so we had about $100. And so you know what we bought? We bought SpongeBob SquarePants, some kind of popsicle thing. We bought the original Bomb Pops, the big ones and the little ones. We bought ice cream sandwiches, ice cream bars, ice cream cones, strawberry shortcake, something, and about three other choices. And so we had about 150 things of ice cream. So at that party, you know how many of those were eaten? About 40. So this is last week. So we have 110 desserts, 110 benefits left over from this party. So Jenny and I are thinking, hey, we have a party coming up in August. Let's keep these benefits. Let's keep these blessings. Let's lock them away. Let's forget about them. Put tape on them. And then the kids and we will not eat them for 5 weeks. You know how many are left right now as I speak? Probably none. The next day, the boxes were ripped open, the tape was gone, and all those benefits, all those blessings were not forgotten about, but they were remembered, and they were eaten and eaten and eaten and eaten, and probably eating right now as I bring this up. My kids are going in the freezer trying to find some more, even though I hid a couple underneath some walleye meat, which now I just told them where they are, so they'll probably find them. Benefits. Desserts. Right? The psalmist says, forget not all of these desserts, forget not all of these blessings, forget not all of these things that are so sweet to our taste, so many blessings that God has given to us. Right? Why do we forget? Why do you and I forget these benefits? I think one thing that happens in our lives, and maybe you'd agree with me, maybe you wouldn't. Right? It feels like we're running the race and we're running at a fast pace and I don't want to slow down. And because I don't slow down, I'm unable to just reflect and take a moment. Right? Say, thank you, God. There are blessings. There are blessings. So maybe today's a day where we just need to slow down. Right? In this moment, to slow down and see and experience those blessings again. Maybe some of us, right, we feel like we're drowning. We're drowning. And how can you even be thankful in the midst of drowning? The truth of our faith, and I pray that you know this, right, is that even though it might feel like we're drowning, we do have a life preserver right here around us. It's the Spirit of God, right, where we can get through all things with Him, and He is right here. And so I pray that even as you feel that you're drowning, you know you're not drowning. And you're able to take a couple deep breaths, right? And say, thank you, God. There are blessings all around. Or maybe, right, in our own sinful nature, right, so many of us, we see blessings around us, but the blessings aren't coming from above. The blessings are coming from this, right? We're working hard. We're doing this. We deserve this. And for some reason, somehow, some way, we forget that, yeah, right, the blessings are all from our Father in heaven. And so there's part of us that just kind of refuses to acknowledge, right? Blessings are from above. They're not from me. Thank you, Father in heaven. Well, God's word calls us, and so we are called to acknowledge these benefits, these desserts, if you will. And so the psalmist does this. The psalmist does this, and so I want to dig into this psalm and acknowledge these seven blessings, these seven benefits that you and I have that God is constantly giving to you and to me. And so the psalmist continues in Psalm 103, verse 3, says, our God, our Father, is one who forgives all your iniquity. And he goes on to say, he's one who heals all your diseases. And he's also one who redeems your life from the pit. And he's also one who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He continues, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed, like that of the eagles. Then the Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. It's one of his benefits. And another benefit is that he's made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. So let's slow down a moment. Let's take out some ice cream, some benefits. And let's reflect. Let's receive. And let's acknowledge. Right? He's constantly forgiving you and me. That's a blessing. in the heavenly realms. It's not just here, but it's right here. Constant forgiveness. Right? We have this. Someone teased me a couple weeks ago saying, Pastor Justin, you haven't said the main thing is the main thing because the main thing is the main thing in quite a while. What's the main thing? Right? Why was Jesus born? Right? The angel came to Joseph and said, you're going to name him Jesus. Why? Because he's going to save his people from their sin. So again, I give you permission if you're in the sanctuary. Help me out with this message right now so we can give this message to those who are online. He's born to save his people from their sins. Right? This is why he is born, the main thing. And Jesus opens up the scriptures and starts declaring who he is. And the first thing he says from prophet Isaiah, I'm here to forgive sins. I'm here to forgive sins. He starts healing and he says, I'm doing these healings so that you know that I have the authority. See this, experience this healing. I'm doing this so that you know I have the authority to do the main thing, the forgiveness of sins. I'm going to the cross. Why? To forgive sins. He's constantly forgiving us. And so oftentimes we take this for granted. Or if you've been around the faith for a while, right? I know I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I'm good. Right? Don't take it for granted. Please don't take it for granted. Right? We need to receive it. And if we're in the sanctuary right now, we're going to get a moment to receive that in a few moments. Right? But whether we're here or there, please hear this right now in this moment. Right? There is forgiveness. And I pray that it never gets old and that we can repent and receive that and acknowledge the things that are not of God, those things that hurt us, hurt others, hurt God. Right? There is brokenness, not just out in the world, but there's brokenness right here. And when we acknowledge that, we receive forgiveness, constant forgiveness. Right? We rejoice that there is no file room in heaven with all of our sins, but that God's thrown that into the depths of the sea and that he's crushed that. Right? We have forgiveness and there is peace. That is good. That is so good. And I pray that you know that there is constant forgiveness. That's what the psalmist tells us. Not just that, right? But there's constant healing. There's constant healing. Right? He heals all of our diseases. What does that mean? Think about Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, read about Jesus. We have four amazing accounts in the Gospels, little bits and teachings of him so that we know who he truly is. But what did he do? I mentioned it already. He healed. I love it that he healed every part of the human body. When you look at the miracles that are recorded for us, right? We got hearing. Jesus restores that. We got speech. He restores that. We got sight. He restores that. We got skin diseases. He restores that. We got internal issues. He restores that. We got issues with bones. He restores it. He brings temporal healings, right? Little bits of heaven, if you will, so that we know there's an eternal healing. Right? This week here at Trinity, I have the humble opportunity again to walk with two more families, right, as they grieve the loss of a loved one. Right? I get to give them heaven because God's given their loved one heaven. Right? There is true healing, constant healing one day. And praise God for those little bits that we get here. Right? Thank God for medical professionals. Thank God for them. Right? Thank God for prayer and just those miraculous healings that just take place. Little bits, little temporal bits of heaven for us. Right? As I think about our constant healer, right? Those spiritual blessings, those heavenly blessings that you and I receive. I think about what Paul told the church in Corinth. I don't know how many of you like camping, specifically like camping in tents. Does anybody like tent camping? Anybody? Anybody? Would you rather be in a hotel or a lodge? Anybody? Right? You know what the Apostle Paul says to the church in Corinth about our bodies? He says, in this tent we groan. This tent we groan. We groan. Right? We groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. Right? Where there is no more pain or suffering or disease. Right? Heaven. Right? We have a God who's constantly healing. That's one of the benefits that we have. The third dessert, if you will, that we have, according to the psalmist, according to God's word, is that there's constant redemption. Constant redemption. Right? He redeemed our life from the pit. I can't help but think of the Old Testament story of Joseph being thrown into the pit, right? And then the slave traders coming in and redeeming him, buying him, right? Redemption is about value. When you think about Jesus, you see that he puts value on those that are thrown into the pit. Value on those that society or perhaps their own behavior, the adulteress, the tax collector, right? You have value, you're still redeemable, right? And God is constantly, not just in Jesus, but he's redeeming you and me. He's saying you have value. Right? At the 8 o'clock service, and some pastors will do the illustration where they pull out a dollar bill, right? And they roll one up and they keep another one crisp and they ask who wants these. I'm not going to ask who wants this, but I do have a $100 bill in my pocket. Somehow, some way, Pastor Justin has a $100 bill. So just look at this. I'm not going to say who wants this because I think we all want it. I don't want to give it away right now. But how much is this worth right now? $100. How much is this? And it's really hard for me to crumble up a $100 bill. A dollar bill would probably be easy. Right? But how much is this worth now? Right? Constantly redeems us. You might be someone who feels like there's no value. You have no value, right? Your life feels worthless. What is my meaning? Well, our God today is saying, no, I'm redeeming you. Trust me, you are worth so much the price of my son's blood. That's how valuable you are. I'm going to stop messing with this right now. I'll unfold it later on. It's going to give me a twitch during the service right now. Right? But constant redemption. You are worth more than you know, and I pray that you know that. And you see that in Jesus. You might be crinkled up. You might be broken. But God says, no, you're still worth it. You're still worth it. There's great value in you. The fourth blessing that God gives to us constantly is a blessing of love. The psalmist said, he crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. Does anyone know what the word steadfast means? Constant. Thank you so much for being here with me right now. Right? Constant, right? Steadfast love and mercy. When you look at the story of our faith, of God's creation, steadfast love and mercy for 4,000 years leading up to Jesus, right? Sin comes in the world. God constantly pursues and loves and brings mercy constantly. In Jesus, we see him. Right, going after his disciples, going after all the people around him. Right? And it's a testimony of our constant loving God that you and I are here right now, whether we're in the sanctuary or in home. It tells us that somehow, some way, in his pursuit of us, his constant pursuit of us, that we've been captivated by his love. That we know that we are loved. And somehow, some way, you found yourself here in the sanctuary and at home watching this. Know that he loves you. And he's never going to stop pursuing you with his mercy. His love is steadfast. He's not going to walk away from you. He's constantly giving you that simple message that for some reason I still can't just say this in a message and just say amen, but God's constantly saying, I love you. Amen, the end. Let's keep going here. I love you, that we would receive that. That's his constant love. That's what the psalmist is reminding himself of. Somehow, some way, he's forgetting that. May we not forget that. May we receive that. Right? The fifth benefit, if you will, is that God's constantly renewing us. Renewing us. Right? Renewing us like the wings of an eagle. Right? Brand new. How many of us like new stuff? Right? New cars, new houses, new clothes. My mom, my kid's grandma, she loves to get us new clothes. In fact, she bought me just a couple months ago a tank top. I've actually never had a tank top except for when I played sports, but she actually bought me this bright blue outlined with bright yellow tank top that has flamingos on it and with little inner tubes around them. If you see me in public, pray that I'm not wearing that, but for some reason I enjoy wearing that. But here's the truth. Right? We all like new clothes. Right? The truth of our faith is that God keeps giving us new clothes. Renewal. You look in the book of Colossians, right? Paul says God's word speaks and says he's constantly renewing you with new clothes, new compassion in the morning, that we would have new compassion to give to others, new patience to give to others, new humility to give to others. He's constantly renewing us. That new smell when you put on a new outfit or go into a new car, right? That's his constant renewal for us. He's constantly doing that for you and for me, that we would tap into that. Pastor Chad reminded me before our last service, the Holy Spirit. Right? That's what the Holy Spirit does. Keeps renewing us. I pray that you receive that. Brand new. Every day. That's his blessing for you and for me. The sixth one, sixth constant truth that God gives to us, blessing, is that there's constant justice for the oppressed. Jesus comes and he shows us this, right? The oppressed in Jesus' day, in his nation, in his world. Right? Women, right? Children, Samaritans, right? Those on the other side. Right? Jesus kept calling and showing this, releasing those who were captive, speaking truth. Right? Thank God for the military. Right? United States of America, that we have freedom and that we do believe that our military is actually fighting for the oppressed and seeking to bring justice around the world for men and women who serve, for families who make sacrifices. Thank God for you all. We are called as a church not just to receive this, that God is fighting for us. And I pray that if you are oppressed, that you know there is one who is fighting for you, that is Jesus. But we are called, and not just with this truth, with this blessing, but to give all these blessings to the world on behalf of God Almighty. He's constantly bringing justice for the oppressed. That's what God's word says that he is doing, and that's what he is doing. And the last blessing that the psalmist brings, the last ice cream bar, if you will, is that there's constant communication. Right? The psalmist says he's made known his ways and his work, right, through his word. Are we blessed to have his word? Thank you, God, for revealing yourself in Jesus, and thank you for these 66 books that have been passed down to us, time-tested, right, criticized, but yet have stood the test of time and criticism, and we know that these are true. Right? And they encourage us, and they strengthen our faith. We have a God who is communicating with us, not just communicating, but he's constantly communicating with you and me. Right? The Word became flesh in Jesus. We have the Scriptures. As I think about this truth, I think about my relationship with Jenny. You know what's true in the last 4 months? We have not had the talk that it seemed like we were having like every month. Right? What is the talk? The talk is the talk. Right? I don't feel like we're communicating. We need to sit down and talk. Right? You know what's been happening for the last 4 months as life has kind of slowed down? And now we're probably going to have the talk after this talk. Right? We've been communicating. Communicating. That's how our relationship works, and that's what God knew, and so he wants to constantly communicate with you and me, and we have this blessing. It's called the Bible. It's called God's Word. That's what we're being blessed with right now as we open up Psalms. Thank God for these blessings that he has given to us. May we not take these for granted. Right. 1 Thessalonians says this in chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. And right now, right, we have circumstances. We have a lot of circumstances, a lot of heavy circumstances. Did the church in Thessalonica have a lot of circumstances? Absolutely, yes. But God says, not just in the Psalms, but even his first disciples, give thanks. Give thanks, soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Even the darkness, right? He is still shining through. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. This is how God has created us. To be thankful, to have gratitude, to give appreciation, to acknowledge blessings, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you and for me. And so my prayer right now is that your freezer is filled up with desserts. And that you're not going to forget about them. That you're going to open them up. You're going to rip the tape off. You're going to destroy those boxes. And then you're going to feast and acknowledge the blessings that God has given to you. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. Amen? Amen. So we have another blessing that God constantly gives to us, and that is that he listens to us, this gift of prayer. And so it's certainly fitting for us as we gather together to bow our heads, from our homes. If you're in your home, go ahead and hold a loved one that's with you. If you're by yourself, know that we are with you. If you're in the pew right now and you're with a loved one, you don't need to social distance with your loved one. You can grab their hand if you would like, and we're going to go ahead and bow our heads and pray. And so, gracious Father, we thank you that you are the giver of all good gifts and that you are constant. And the one thing that we know is true today specifically is that you are constantly blessing us. There are so many benefits in the heavenly realms that impact this earthly realm. We thank you. And certainly, this July 4th weekend, we thank you for the freedom that we have in America to practice religious freedom, Lord. And we thank you for the men and women who have served to fight for this freedom, not just for our own freedom, Lord, but justice in this world. Lord, certainly we are grateful to be citizens here in America, but we are even more grateful to be citizens in heaven. First and foremost, may you always remember this and rejoice that we are free because you have set us free, Jesus. So as citizens of heaven, Lord, there's so much to be thankful for. And so we are thankful for forgiveness. We are thankful for healing. We're thankful for heaven. We're thankful for redemption, that we know that we have value, that we are worth it, that we are the apple of your eye. We're thankful for your steadfast love that you continue to crown us with. We're thankful for the renewal that you give to us as we hope in you. We're thankful, Lord, for justice for the oppressed. Lord, how we see you working in this world, even in this time. We pray that we can be part of that movement. And we're thankful that you have communicated with us. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful that you hear our prayers, Lord. And so this silent moment, we do lift up those who are in need. Lord, from our homes, from this sanctuary, from all around the world right now, we lift these up to your throne of grace, knowing that there will be help in our time of need, in our loved ones' time of need, and that help comes from you. So please hear our silent petitions as we lay them before your throne of grace in this moment. And Lord, you have taught us to pray in these petitions, Lord, that we're going to pray together as one big family right now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now we come into a moment, if you're in the sanctuary, we're going to celebrate communion together. We're going to receive the greatest gift of all. And if you're in your homes, I just want to encourage you to perhaps do the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross is something that early Christians have done, first disciples, and we do this still today. And when we do the sign of the cross, a beautiful moment that takes place is that we get to remember our baptism. Right, those of us in this sanctuary are going to remember our baptism. We're going to confirm this faith that God has given to us. We're going to receive a great gift. But don't forget this great gift that God has given to your child of God. And certainly when you're comfortable and the time is right, we encourage you, come to our sanctuary. We're being responsible here, and you get to receive communion. If you need to set that up with one of us pastors, please do that. We would love to come and be responsible and visit you throughout the course of the week. If you're here in the sanctuary, the ushers are going to come forward right now. If you need assistance in opening up the cup, to pull the bread off, and then to expose the grape juice, they're here to assist you if you need gluten-free, or even if you didn't grab a cup as you came in and you'd like to have communion, just raise your hand. One of the assistants will help you. So before I share the words of institution with you, I want to encourage you. Go ahead and pull that top wrapper off and take the bread. And if you're able to, you can pull off the second layer, too, of the foil. So let it remind us all, let me speak these words of Jesus in this moment. It was on the night that he was betrayed that Jesus was gathered with his closest disciples, celebrating the great freedom feast, the Passover meal. Right? Where over the course of that meal, Jesus took bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave thanks. He said, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you." And then after supper, he did the same thing with the cup. After he gave thanks, he blessed and he gave to them. He said, "Take and drink, every one of you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Drink this often in remembrance of me." So Jesus is here. And so take and eat the body of your Savior Jesus given for you. Now take and drink the blood of your Savior Jesus poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Now may the true body and the true blood of your Savior Jesus continue to strengthen you and preserve you and hold you steadfast in the true life everlasting until life everlasting. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And if you're in your homes, please continue to receive forgiveness. His mercies are new every morning. This is a great benefit, a blessing that God has given to us. And so in this moment, after receiving his benefits, after knowing his benefits, let's go ahead and stand. If you're in the sanctuary, don't forget to put your mask on. If you're home, go ahead and stand. We're going to close our time with this great song of our faith. This is amazing grace. This is amazing grace.
Some power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. Set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Yeah, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. Then I would be set free. Oh, praises I sing for all that you've done for me. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and worthy is the King who conquered the grave, and worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and worthy is the King who conquered the grave, and worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Oh yes, worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Yes, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. I sing for all that you've done for me, all that you've done for me. Jesus, thank you,
Lord. So as you get ready to depart and receive a blessing, a few things I just want to remind you of. We do have our children's message coming up at 11:15 if you're online. If you want to go home, 11:15 is when the children's message takes place, led by Allison Carr. And don't forget Mr. Josh Britton. I've never called you Mr., but I just called him Mr. But Josh Britton reminded us of just our partnership and our offering. And so don't forget about that. Again, you can text Trinity797979 to partner with us in all these great ministries. We got McRest, we got Virtual VBS, we got Early Learning Center taking place, we got a summer camp taking place right now. We got tons of ministries happening here, and so certainly God is on the move. And I'd love to give this $100 bill out, but I'm not going to. I'm sorry right now. But on our bill, don't forget, what does it say? In God we trust, not in money. And so that's certainly what our offering is about. And so I do want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us from home. Don't forget, you can share this message if there's anybody that you know needs to eat some ice cream, needs to get some benefits, and know those benefits that we have. And God, I encourage you, share this message as we begin our sermon series called Constant. And so as you go into this week, as you go into this week, may God bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May he lift up his favor upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week. Be responsible and continue to see those blessings and not forget these blessings that God has given you.